from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Till we can't beat!
Till we can't beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that?
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Talking football with Mike Florio, who joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Your hometown tire, Aturo.com. And Mike Florio is also on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
We are doing well. And I just, I think my partner for today, Marshall Harris, became overstimulated when we started talking about Hassan Reddick and his potential availability.
Mike, the talent's undeniable, right? But like, help us understand exactly what has happened in New York.
4 straight years of double-digit sacks for Hassan Reddick. He was due to make and is due to make $14.25 million this year. He wanted a new contract. The Jets knew or should have known that Hassan Reddick wasn't happy with the final year of his 3-year, $45 million deal when they traded for him. And I think one undeniable truth about the NFL, there aren't many things that apply in every circumstance, but I think this one does. If you are looking at a player who wants a new contract and you're thinking about trading for him, work out the new contract before you do the trade. Because once you do the trade, the player has the leverage because you've given up something to get him. He can dig his feet in. And wait, that's what he's done. It hasn't gotten a deal done, but it's a big mess for the Jets, all flowing from the fact that they didn't go to Reddick's agent at the time the trade was being contemplated with the Eagles and say, look, this is the only way we're doing it. Here's our offer. If you don't like it, we're not doing the trade. So who knows how it plays out? And I think yesterday, too, when the Jets come out and tell the world they're not trading him, you're basically inviting any team to call up and make you an offer. So everybody knows that it's a thing now. And we'll see if somebody makes the Jets an offer they won't refuse.
So Joe Douglas is in a messy situation right now. Obviously, that's a team trying to win a Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers back and everything else. But without Hassan Reddick in the fold, and as you said, he kind of put up the SOS by saying, yeah, oh, we're not trading him. Obviously, go see if you can get him. What would that look like in terms of money and in terms of trade assets to get him? And could the Chicago Bears possibly be amenable to whatever that ends up being?
I believe the Jets gave up a 4th-round pick that can become a 3rd-round pick right under certain circumstances. So that would be the range. But you've got to give him something that doesn't have to be top of the market, but he's less than half of the market right now. Since he signed his deal with the Eagles, the market has exploded. This guy has four straight years of double-digit sacks. And look, sack production has an element of luck. You beat your guy, and there's the quarterback. You tackle him before one of your teammates does, or you hold on to him, or he comes your way. I mean, there's a lot of randomness that goes into it, but four straight years of double-digit is undeniable. He had 16 a couple of years ago with the Eagles, so this guy can play. He can be part of a good rotation of six, seven, or eight pass rushers, defensive linemen who are just working their way in and wearing down an offensive line. So, I don't know, $20 million a year? You know, these numbers seem obscene to us, but remember, the revenue keeps going up, the franchise values keep going up, the salary cap keeps going up, that money has to go somewhere. And for a player like Reddick to be below half of the market, something's wrong there. The Jets presumably were hoping to do maybe a little Band-Aid, get through the season, and then make a decision about Reddick beyond this year. And that's another thing for Reddick. He's got to settle in somewhere at some point. He's bounced around to a lot of different teams. And at some point, that becomes a player problem, not a team problem.
Yeah, so what if the Jets just flat out refuse to pay him, trade him? Like, they follow through with what they had intended. Is he just going to be a grumpy player on their team? Or do you think he'll actually sit out real games?
$791,000 for every game that he misses. Setting aside the training camp fines, setting aside the fines for missing preseason games, once you start missing game checks, that $791,000 that goes away and never comes back. And one of the reasons why a work stoppage in the NFL rarely works well for the players, players don't like to miss game checks. So, you know, we've seen holdouts trickle into the regular season. They last a week or two and then they end. The one guy in recent years that dug in was Le'Veon Bell.
Yes.
He sat out all of 2018.
Yes.
And got his money from the Jets. The Jets, common thread here, dysfunctional teams do dysfunctional things. But, you know, cautionary tale, a guy who sits out a whole year under a situation like this, what can you really expect from him after he's gone for an entire season? And at some point, you know, it hurts Hassan Reddick to not be playing football with someone.
No, I completely agree with that. I see where it is. So I think while Reddick definitely has a leverage right now, ultimately he's probably going to circle back and end up tail between the legs playing for the Jets. Because as far as you could tell, the Jets really aren't going to trade him, right? They wouldn't trade him?
I think back to Rick Spielman, the former Vikings GM, declaring to the world in 2013, we have no intent to trade Percy Harvin. And the next day they traded him to the Seattle Seahawks. So there's always a chess match going on. And the problem with the Jets, everybody else is playing chess and sometimes they're playing checkers. But I think that I know how this works. Teams that are interested in Hassan Reddick are going to be calling the Jets just to see if they mean what they say or if this is just a way to throw a little chum in the water, to try to spark a feeding frenzy to see if they could flip Hassan Reddick and move on.
We certainly can't let you get out of here without asking you about what you saw from Caleb Williams in his first NFL action this past Saturday.
The most important thing, unrelated to that great throw that he had on 3rd and 12 for a first down, then he had the other great throw rolling to his right.
Mm-hmm.
He got the instinct to avoid contact. We saw it when he could have thrown a block and he decided, wait a minute, what am I doing here? There was a great slide that he had. There have been so many great quarterbacks over the years. Oh, they don't know how to slide. Oh, they're too competitive. They want that extra yard. Okay, fine. You get the extra yard. You miss a month because you injured yourself. And then on that play where he made that great throw from 135 to the other 35, he had a pump fake on the run that bought him some time. It froze the defensive lineman. And so when he threw it, the defensive lineman was too far away to apply a legal hit. That's just genius. It's brilliant. And it's baked in. You're not thinking about it. So look at all the great quarterbacks around the NFL. The one common denominator is they're able to play every week. Look at Deshaun Watson. Look at why he's fallen off. If Caleb Williams carries that instinct into the regular season and avoids contact, it's a basic matter of physics and science and medicine. The more you're hit, the more likely one of those hits is going to injure you. If you can avoid contact, you can play. And that's what impressed me the most. He's got the innate skill to know it's a contact sport, but I'm going to avoid contact wherever I can.
Sounds like a smart idea for everyone. There's a couple of games coming up for the preseason. Will you be surprised if Caleb Williams misses the upcoming game, and how much has the extra week between the end of the preseason and the start of the regular season kind of affected these coaching decisions on who to play and who not to play?
We're only in year four of this new 17-3 model, and different teams do different things. But, you know, one thing that we've noticed, and this is a point Chris Sims made on PFT Live recently, and I don't know whether it was on the show or whether it was in the text chain that we keep going to come up with ideas, but it was on the show. The Chiefs have been a team that uses their starters, that gets their starters ready. And I think teams that want to compete with the Chiefs, you know, it's a copycat league. It's working for the Chiefs. Yeah, you're taking an incremental risk of injury, and they had Hollywood Brown injured the other night, and he might miss a month or so, but you're getting your guys ready because you don't want the first month of the regular season to be the de facto preseason. You want to win those early games because you never know. Even though I say first couple of weeks, throw out the results, those wins still count when you get to week 18.
Yeah.
Cup Bears were on four. We miss a playoff spot by one game. Uh-huh. We miss the number one seed by one game. Try to get your team ready to come out of the gates winning games. So get your starters ready. That's what the Chiefs do. And I think other teams are seeing that and saying we probably should do the same thing.
Mike, thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.